Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 16 other major languages. Thousands tune in to hear biblical teaching and practical instruction on what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Arabic is one of those languages we broadcast in, to the Middle East, to North Africa, and Europe. Here are several responses from listeners to our Arabic broadcasts. I'm happy. I feel thrilled listening to your program. I pray that you stay out there to keep helping and supporting those who are weak and need Jesus, just like me. Another one. Bless your ministry. Arabic Heralds of Hope helps me in so many ways, and especially in keeping me close to Jesus. One more yet. Heralds of Hope Arabic program is part of my spiritual nourishment. I make sure to listen to it weekly. Those are encouraging responses from listeners to our Arabic language programs, and we praise God that He's using us as a channel to reach people with the gospel in so many different parts of the world. For the past few weeks on Hope for Today, we've been studying from Daniel chapter 9. Our study is The Prayer of the Penitent. Chapter 9 gives us several steps of action that will characterize a penitent person, or a repentant person. So far, we've looked at these steps: seek God's face, confess your sins, and confess God's righteousness. Now, to resume our study, I will read the text, Daniel 9, verses 8 to 19, and we'll look at the next step of action in the prayer of the penitent. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out upon us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. And that leads us to the next step in the prayer of the penitent, and that step is confess God's righteousness. The proclamation of God's righteousness is a theme Daniel stresses again and again in this prayer. He acknowledges that Israel as a nation has rejected the law God had set before them through the ministry of the prophets. This law was to be embraced by faith, that is, they were to believe God's requirements and his promises and then act upon them. That's what genuine faith is. If we merely give mental or verbal assent to the truth without a corresponding change of lifestyle, then our profession of faith is an empty one. In verses 12 to 14, Daniel lists the evils which God brought on Israel because of their sin and rebellion. Recall that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, God gave Moses a detailed list of conditions that would result in either blessing or cursing for his people. If they obeyed, God would pour out unprecedented blessings on them across the whole spectrum of life. But God also promised that if they disobeyed, he would destroy them and scatter them across the face of the earth. If you take time to read Moses' words there in Deuteronomy chapter 28, you'll soon notice that there is much more written about the curses than written about the blessings. Moses, having dealt with this rebellious people, penned these prophetic, heartbreaking words in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 63, just before Israel was to cross the Jordan. Here's what he wrote. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. So you see, for God to be righteous, he couldn't ignore Israel's sin, and he cannot and will not ignore the sin among those who profess to know him today. God, in bringing judgment on Israel, confirmed the truth of his word. And his judgment on the spiritual leaders was particularly harsh. They set the example. They prophesied falsely. They led the common people into apostasy and idolatry. And so Jeremiah records God's words against the false prophets. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these." That's Jeremiah 7:1-4. The lying words were the words of the false prophets. They were implying that no harm could come to the temple because it was God's dwelling place. The Jews were proud of their magnificent temple. It was part of their national identity. It was part of their security. So imagine when Nebuchadnezzar's forces smashed and burned it. That was a devastating blow to the national psyche. Not only that, but the people were driven out of the land and scattered across the nations of the world. Amid all this judgment, there was no repentance, no turning to God. How tragic. Notice what Daniel says in verse 14. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. Some other versions say that the Lord watched upon the evil. The idea suggests vigilance or readiness. And it's the same word Jeremiah used in chapter 1 and verses 11 and 12 of his prophecy. He said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready, that is literally watching, to perform my word." Daniel could clearly see from Jeremiah's scrolls that Jehovah was being faithful in keeping his word, both in the promises of blessing and the promises of cursing. And surely that must have encouraged him as he anticipated the end of this captivity. And you know, that understanding of God's faithfulness leads us to the final step in the prayer of the penitent. That final step is cry out for forgiveness and restoration. As Daniel noted earlier in his prayer, he was addressing the God of mercies and forgivenesses, and he makes his appeal based on God's worldwide reputation that was gained when he had miraculously delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. The original Passover was a dramatic illustration of God's ability to separate between the righteous and the wicked. The destruction of Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea and the supernatural preservation of the nation during their years of wandering in the wilderness further enhanced God's reputation. And Daniel is now appealing to God to increase his fame, that is God's fame, by fulfilling the deliverance of his people from Babylon. And then Daniel further appeals to God's righteousness. He acknowledges that God was righteous in bringing judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. God had promised that he would do that if his people refused to obey him. But Daniel reminds God that it's also right that he will forgive and restore the repentant according to his promises. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. If you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just request it by its title, The Prayer of the Penitent. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Prayer of the Penitent. I'd be happy to send a copy to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, The Prayer of the Penitent. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website, twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them, and you'll be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, The Prayer of the Penitent, from Daniel chapter 9. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.